All right, so this will be our last storyteller before the intermission. Her name is Tina Kilborn. Tina is from Kodiak, where she also struck stardom as a reality TV star on TLC's Alaskan Women Looking for Love and the Oxygen Network's My Crazy Love. She recently became a stepmom of two young kids and is suffering from postpartum depression as a result. For fun, Tina likes to wrap empty milk cartons as presents and throw them in the fireplace when the kids are bad. The only way she could escape to be here tonight is by putting the kids in timeout. Please love us.
Okay, on the road. Hitchhiking always has a story. I was living in Anchorage at the time, and me and about five or six other girls decided to go to, I don't remember if it was Bluegrass or the 420 Fest or what it was. And I'm not really the type of person to ask, where are we going, just are we there yet? And I think it was in Talkeetna. Anyway, we got in this big, huge, dirty Bronco my friend borrowed from her brother, and we all piled in this thing, and we're on our way to Talkeetna. And we see this guy hitchhiking along the way. He's got dreadlocks and a tie-dyed shirt. Pretty sure he's going where we're going. So we think, you know, what guy does not want to be hitchhiking and then picked up by, like, six hot girls, you know? So let's make his day. Let's pick him up. So he comes with us, and he's with us. And we all get to know each other, and he's laughing and all that, and we get to Talkeetna, to this festival, whatever one we're going to, and there's this huge line of cars. And so we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's probably like an hour we're there, and I have to leave. I'm wearing these bright red pants. This is winter time, okay? And it's up there in Talkeetna, so there's like 5 feet of snow out there. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta do what I gotta do. I can't sit in here any longer. So I'm gonna have to truck it through all this snow out into those bushes to go pee. And this whole line of cars is going to see this. Awesome. Well, why not? I'll just make a little igloo when I get there. Nobody will see anything. They'll just see a girl in bright red pants hucking it through the snow. So as soon as I get out and start trucking through that, everybody honking, yeah, like, whoo, she's going pee. Everybody's partying, honk, honk, whatever. So I'm peeing, you know, so I go and then get back in. And then I think I was told I had a great time wherever we went to. Okay. So, fast forward 2 years later, I'm living in Portland, Oregon. And I have this old couple that comes to this bar that I bartend at, and we serve breakfast there too. So they're like ancient, and they come in there, they drink coffee, they tip 10 cents, they play Keno for like hours. And I'm talking to them one day, and they tell me that they have a little cabin that they let people go stay at on Rockaway Beach. And I'm like, we can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach, you know. So I kidnap my cook, Jonas, against my boss's will, and I'm like, you're coming with me, we're going to hitchhike over to the beach, stay in this cabin. So me and Jonas, we take the MAX train to the edge of town of Portland, and on the train, before we get off, there's this guy on there who's like, overheard me and Jonas talking, and he's like, Kodiak, I'm in Alaska. I just came from there. I'm from the airport right now, from Kodiak, Alaska. And I was like, oh, really? What were you doing there? He's like, well, some stuff with the fishing industry. And I'm like, my dad's in the fishing industry. Who's your dad? Mitch Kilborn. Oh my gosh, I know. I just had a meeting with him. I'm like, wow, small world. Jonas is like, that's crazy. You just met somebody that you know or that knows your family from Kodiak. Get off the train, start hitchhiking. We got our 101 cardboard sign. And when it comes to hitchhiking, you turn down just as many people that turn you down, almost. Like, if somebody that's in a car that's covered in, like, Praise the Lord stickers, you're going to get preached to the whole way, and I'm planning on doing a lot of sinning when I get to the coast. So we're going to pass some of these people up. There's some people that are just, you know, freaks. How much money do you have, you know? No. So, so then this van comes and picks us up. Pulls over, and it's a Volkswagen van, and there's this guy and his wife with him. And I'm like, they seem like a nice couple. And so me and Jonas are, okay, let's go. So we go with them, and we're driving along, and we stop at the store so the lady could go get school supplies for her kids. And he's telling us all these prison stories he had, you know? He used to, like, sneak into the infirmary and put on doctor jackets and, like, mess around with the other prisoners who are hurt and injured and sick and ill. And they're freaking out, you know, like, oh, my gosh, because they know he's not a doctor. He'll do whatever he wants to them. He's telling us these stories, and me and Jonas are like, okay. Finally, the lady makes it back. And we start driving again, and he's like, oh, where do you work at? And I'm like, oh, I work at Sam's Billiards. And he's like, I have coffee there. You served me jelly one time. I came in there to buy jars of jelly, and that was you. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Jonas is like, wow, are you going to know everybody? Finally, he drops us off where he could drop us off at, and we still have to hitchhike to get to 101 and then get down to the cabin. So we stop to get a bite to eat at this little restaurant, and the owner is actually bartending at the time. And her name is Tina also. It turns out she went to school here with me. She's 7 years older than me. She owns this place now. And Jonas is like, are you kidding me? Is this a paper trail? So we say bye to her, and then we're on our way. And now it's getting dark, and it's raining. And you don't want to hitchhike at night, because whoever's going to pick you up is either drunk or high or just scary, and just no hitchhiking at nighttime. There's this shed that's over there. And it's this dirty, broken-down shed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, please somebody pick us up soon, or we're going to have to sleep in that thing, because I really don't want to hitchhike at night. And so it's looking pretty dreary, like we're not going to get a ride. Everybody's passing us up. Finally, this little red bucket car, two doors, pulls over. And I'm looking, and he's got like a little golden retriever in the back seat of his car. And I'm like, awesome. Serial killers do not have dogs. You know, well, except for Son of Sam. He took his orders to kill people from a dog, but, you know, what's the chances? So Jones is like, well, I'll sit up front because it's a guy, and you sit in the back with the dog. And I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting back there in the back seat with this golden retriever, waiting for him to bark the orders to kill us. We're making conversation, you know. The driver is this guy, and he says, you know, I always pick up hitchhikers because I used to hitchhike too. And, where are you from? Jonas is from, like, Ohio or something. Where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Alaska. And he's like, oh, Alaska. One of my most favorite times was hitchhiking in Alaska when a group full of girls picked me up at this school. Comes around.